Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Hi, honey. How'd things go at the clinic?
You mean the fertility clinic? Yeah, well, couldn't have gone better.
What's wrong?
I have a little problem with my cooling system.
Well, I can take your truck in tomorrow.
It's not the truck.
Oh. Chad, didn't realize they came with a cooling system.
Well, they do, and mine is set a couple of degrees too high.
That's a problem?
Well, not for me, but apparently if you're a sperm, it's like spending August in the Amazon. You know, where it's really hot out and you just feel like laying around, not even moving. Well, that's what's going on in my pants.
Did he have any suggestions as to what we might do about it?
Oh, yeah.
What?
He said we could have surgery on me. Would you stop doing that? There is an alternative. The alternative. It's a model 7000 testicular hypothermia device. You know, you got your belt and replaceable pouches, got cool water reservoir included.
You're kidding.
Look at my face, Christine. Is this a look of mirth?
Where are you going?
Well, I figure if I gotta use this thing, I might as well fill up the bag and strap it on.
How often are you going to have to wear it?
Well, just every day, all day, day in, day out, day after day.
Oh, Hayden, I am so touched that you're willing to do this for us. I realize how difficult this must be for you. You know, every time I start thinking about how wonderful you are, you surprise me and do something that's more wonderful like this. You know, of all the things you've ever done to show me how much you love me, I think this must be the most unbelievable.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say that. Stuff.
Coach, I know you've been in football a lot longer than me, but I think everybody's going to be expecting that.
Well, as Bear Bryant once said, Dauber, sometimes the expected is the unexpected.
Look, just consider going this way.
Well, that's not going to work, Dauber. You want us to humiliate ourselves in a stadium full of people?
Coach, I think you're letting old-fashioned ideas cloud your judgment.
Dauber, the eagle patch is going on the front of the jacket, and that's that.
I'm exhausted.
Why?
Well, the doctor says if I get my heart rate up 20 minutes a day, that I'll be in good shape. I already got it up to, like, 120.
What kind of workout are you doing?
Man, I just put this outfit on. You know how I was worried about not getting enough exercise during the off-season?
Well, what kind of exercise do you get during the on-season?
Oh, come on, Hayden, you know I'm the first one kneeling on the sidelines and the last one to leave after the game.
Well, that's because you can't get up.
Well, anyway... Anyway, you got a problem down there?
No.
You sure?
Yep, sure.
Because if you do, I got some salve to clear that right up.
I don't have a problem, okay?
Okay. Anyway, the doctor says I could really be in good shape. I ought to get one of those workout tapes. So I got me one of those Cindy Crawford ones.
Well, she's like 25 years old. How can you do those exercises?
You supposed to do the exercises?
I'm feeling a little out of shape myself, Ruth.
You want to come over to my house?
Don't tell Judy.
Yeah. Hi, guys.
Hey, look around.
What are you looking at?
Well, I was just wondering how you're...
Well, it's fine.
You sure? It's not uncomfortable?
No. It's like a cross between a cool tropical breeze and wetting yourself.
Listen, I stopped by because I have a favor to ask of you. I need you to be a guest on my show.
Come on, Christine.
Oh, no, look, we're doing a Valentine's Day show.
I don't want to do a Valentine's Day show, as it's not a manly holiday.
All right, fine. Forget I asked.
Oh, come on, honey. Jeez, I'm already wearing an Eskimo pie for you.
I'll tell you what. Valentine's Day is the day after tomorrow. If you've already gotten me a present, then you don't have to come on the show. If you haven't, this is what I want for my present. And don't lie to me.
Fine. I already got you a present.
Really? What is it?
What time do you want me there?
Back to our special Valentine's Day show. You know, this has always been one of my favorite holidays. Doesn't our set look great?
Oh, it sure does. You know, it really looks like a love fest in here.
You know, one of my favorite parts about this holiday is the huge amount of Valentines that we get from all of you out there. They are really beautiful.
They sure are. Give me one of mine, all right?
Sure. Here's one. Oh, no, this one's for me, too. Here's one.
Woohoo! Listen to this. Dear Carter, happy Valentine's Day to the man I love waking up with. If I could only fall asleep with you, too. Love, Wendy. Wow. Well, it's nothing like a well-written letter. Yeah.
Easy, Carter. Your nose is starting to run.
Christine, which is your favorite Valentine?
I left mine backstage.
Well, come on. Let's see.
Well, it's my husband, Hayden Fox.
Whoa! Hayden Fox! Head coach of the national champion Minnesota State Screaming Eagle. Hayden Fox, everybody.
Ow!
Thank you.
Oh, Hayden, it's so nice to have you on the show, finally.
Yeah, real good to be here.
You know, Hayden, you have a reputation as a man's man, you know, an outdoorsman, an athlete, a champion, huh? But today, who cares about that stuff? We want to know about Hayden Fox, lover.
Well, what do you want to know?
Well, what do you kids do to keep the romance in your relationship? I mean, you've been together, what, 7 years now? How do you keep that magic alive?
Well, I try hard not to leave my socks on the couch.
Well, actually, he is the sweetest, most romantic man I've ever known.
Oh, well, now that's not what we think about when we think of Hayden Fox, huh?
Well, actually, see, I wasn't like that before, but then I met Christine, and it's easy to be that way.
That is so nice to see two people who are so much in love at their age. So how will you two spend Valentine's Day?
Well, I like to make something special for dinner, and then we unplug the phones and turn down the lights and sit in front of the fireplace, and then we...
Okay, Christine.
Then we exchange gifts.
Oh, yeah, we like to do that, too.
Well, if we wouldn't be imposing, would it be too much to ask if you would exchange gifts a little early? Wouldn't we like to see that, folks, huh?
Well, Actually, Hayden's gift to me this year was coming on this show.
Well, I did get you a little something, honey. Christine, this is for you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, Hayden. Oh, Hayden, this is beautiful. Thank you.
Whoa.
Well, all right. Hayden, happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, man. Whoa,
baby.
Wow, that is a terrific sweater.
Oh, this is a great sweater, Christine. I love it.
Well, come on, don't keep us in suspense. Put it on.
Sure.
It's a Crosetti. It was handmade in Florence.
Florence, Firenze, maybe the most romantic city on the face of this earth.
Oh, and they carry them at Colette's over in the west side here.
Well, I think I'm going to go over there and get one. Right after commercial.
And we're clear.
What happened?
I don't know. That damn thing must have broken.
Broken? My God, call 911, please.
Carter, it's not that. You don't have to call 911.
Oh.
It's your... You're wearing... I didn't think you'd be wearing it here.
I told you I have to wear it all the time. All the time. Oh. Don't you get it?
Here, let me help you.
Give me that.
45 seconds, Paul.
Christine, what am I going to do?
It depends. Depends.
Depends? Depends on what?
No, depends. The adult diaper. My Aunt Edna has the same problem.
That's not my problem, Carter. I happen to be wearing a testicular hypothermia device.
Oh, wow. You guys really take Valentine's Day to the extreme, don't you?
Carter.
Well, if you don't mind my asking...
I do mind you asking.
What the hell is that?
It's none of your business. Christine, I'm going. I'm out of here.
Oh, Hayden, wait.
Wait, Hayden, if you go now, what will the audience think? If you stick around, you can explain just what happened.
But what am I going to explain? That I'm wearing a cooling device because I have a low sperm count?
Well, isn't that a lot better than everybody thinking you piddled in your pants?
15 seconds.
Oh, Hayden, I am so sorry about this.
Oh, listen, Hayden, I've been doing live television for 30 years. If there's one thing I've learned by now, it's how to get out of embarrassing situations. Listen, you're going to come out of this just fine. Trust me.
Oh, God, I think he's right. How's it going to look if you're not here? How's it going to look if you've run away?
And we're back.
Ah.
Welcome back. Something happened here just before we went to commercial. But it was not what it appeared to be. Our dear friend Hayden Fox did not, in fact, relieve himself on our show. Did you, Coach?
No.
No. Hayden Fox has a different kind of problem. A problem that afflicts many men in our society, but is certainly nothing to be embarrassed about. Hayden, tell them what's really wrong with you.
Hayden.
Hayden's dead. I'm Chuck.
Hayden.
Chuck.
Oh, come on. It's been 9 hours and you haven't gotten off of that couch. How long is this going to last?
How long does it take to get over the biggest humiliation of a human being's life?
The truth is, no one could have handled a huge wet spot on their pants with more dignity than you.
Christine, there's nothing you can say that's going to make me feel any better.
I think your pants are dry.
Don't answer that.
Well, this is crazy. You won't get up, you won't go out, you haven't let me answer the phone all day. Don't I have any say around here?
Not anymore.
Chuck?
Hey, open it. If you want to open it, go ahead, open it.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Christine.
Hi, Hayden.
What's new?
Nothing.
How you feeling?
Fine. What do you want?
Nothing. We just thought we'd drive by, say, you know, what's new.
How you feeling?
Can I get you guys anything?
Just a glass of cold water. Sorry, nothing.
All right, I know you guys saw the show.
Show? What show?
We didn't see the show.
Yeah, we didn't hear about it either.
Oh, jeez. Just tell me one thing. How many people know about this?
Well, there's a couple of people, you know, we just had, judging by the, I guess just about everybody.
Well, go ahead and get it. It might be the doctor.
You called the doctor?
Yeah, Dr. Kevorkian.
Hello?
Hey, look at this. It says here that cooler thing you're wearing down there comes with a one-year warranty. You're the original owner. You are the original owner, aren't you? Yeah, I guess it's not the kind of thing you buy secondhand.
Thanks for calling. Hayden, you're not going to believe this. The studio has been trying to get us all day. They've received hundreds of phone calls about today's show.
Why? They want copies of it to play at parties?
No. Apparently, a lot of people with your same problem appreciated the fact that someone like you could talk the way you did this morning.
Well, hey, you're a role model.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is just what I want to be remembered for. I mean, coaches that win national championships, they come and go, but guys that wet themselves on television, hell, they're immortal!
Hayden, whether you realize it or not, you helped a lot of people this morning. This is a common problem, and nobody wants to talk about it. I mean, if you were home watching TV and someone you respected, someone successful, charismatic, accomplished, came on and said that he had a low sperm count, wouldn't you feel better about yourself?
She's right, Coach. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, had a way to go, Hayden. I mean, if I had this problem, I'd feel a lot better about myself. I just thank God I don't have this problem. You don't think you can catch it, do you?
That's it. Lock the door. Lock the door.
Why?
Because we are never leaving this cabin again.
This is crazy.
Okay, you can go. I'm never leaving the cabin again.
Come on.
Hey, Christine, when this was our own private hell, I mean, it was bad enough, but now it's a great big public hell. I mean, how's it gonna look? I'm walking down Main Street. People are looking at me. They're whispering. They're not talking out loud, but I know what they're saying. Oh, look, there goes Hayden Fox. He used to be a man.
So what if they do?
And then the jokes are going to start, Christine. They're going to get real big ones like, hey, what's the difference between Hayden Fox and a short order cook? The cook can crack an egg.
This is not about other people. This is about how you feel about yourself. Do you feel like you're any less of a man because you have a low sperm count?
Yes.
Well, you shouldn't. This is a medical problem. You know that. It's like tennis elbow, only lower.
This isn't anything like tennis elbow. What the hell? You want me to rub some Bengay on it?
Hayden. Oh. Hayden, if I couldn't have a baby, would you think of me as any less of a woman?
Maybe you're right, Christine.
Look, I know you're embarrassed about today and you're afraid that people are going to make fun of you. But if you can just show people that it's okay with you, that it doesn't bother you, then there's nothing to joke about.
Well, maybe that's true.
And that's why I think you should come back on the show.
Huh?
Let's really explore this issue. Let's do a whole show about it.
You want me to do this again?
You You admitted your problem today because you had to. Tomorrow you can come on and talk about it because you want to, because it's okay. I mean, we can talk about how we deal with it, how we're trying to solve it.
But, Christine, I'm hardly an expert.
When I talked to the station, they said they had a lot of men who wanted to come on, men who were inspired by you today, men who want to tell their stories.
Really?
They are also ready to say that having a low sperm count does not make them any less of a man. They are just like you.
Does a low sperm count make you any less of a man? Let's meet our guests.
I'm Ronald Brin, and I'm funeral director for my family's mortuary.
I'm Steve Thomason, head of the audiovisual squad for Gustafson High School.
I'm Ralph Shackett, manager of the Yarn Barn in St. Paul.
I'm Chuck.